Or some of them. remember what anybody showed up to. Oh, how was this done? Did the teacher do any instructing, or?
Yeah.
And you're...
Teacher told me to follow treatment guide. Mm. I don't remember.
Yeah, that's quite all right. Could you tell me if there any there was any way of treating bad bruises?
Bad bruises?
Yes.
Like?
Oh, if you have a bad... Or was there any treatment for bruises? If a person falls hard and there's, you know, area that's badly bruised in his leg, was any treatment Eskimos or that you knew of yourself for that?
Well, long ago, just long ago, mother used to tell me when they twist their ankle, they just pull it any old way and fix it themselves.
That's the joint.
Yeah.
How about bleeding, internal bleeding? Is there anything they could do to stop bleeding inside a person before the whites came, before the hospitalization?
They have to, I remember when they talking about when they bleed in the stomach.
Yeah.
They used to give them with tobacco. Chew tobacco, pour it in the let them drink it. And I know once they give them with a child pee.
Urine.
But it's help.
Would you say that that's Eskimo treatment? Or this must have been Eskimo treatment.
Yeah.
Can you remember what year, or even about when, where you're young then?
When I'm young,
at this time you can remember those two things. One was urine, you said, a child's urine.
Yeah.
And the other was tobacco, chewed tobacco to stop stomach from bleeding in the stomach. Can you think of any other cases where somebody had some kind of bleeding and anything was done for them? Or
some hemorrhage.
Yeah. Any lungs?
Yeah.
In that case, what would be done, if anything?
With Sariyulak, too.
Could you say the word loudly again?
Sariyulak. Yeah.
Could you mention that? About the use of
Sariyulak?
Yes, sir.
They use it for boils, anything. Or for boils.
Is this always a is it always boiled?
Always boiled. Mm-hmm. Sometimes chewed.
You could chew the leaves.
When when they're old, when they're fresh, they really stink.
Mm-hmm. Are these used, the leaves that are used, are they thick green or dried?
Dried.
Mm-hmm. Could they be used any time of the year? If you have
this time of the year is good.
Oh, in fall.
In fall time,
Do people, would they try to save them or not? I mean, put them away or not?
Put them away.
They wouldn't.
Yeah. I had...
Can you think of a case when anybody used it? I mean, you don't have to give a name, but the person, the age of the person, and about when it was, if you remember.
They always pick them for winter.
Mm-hmm.
Some people use it nearly every day.
Mm-hmm. Like, you mean they use it sort of as preventive or treat cold?
Yeah.
Do you think that it helps?
It really helps.
In what way does it help? What does it do?
Well, when they drink it, they're getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, I used to myself, every bedtime and early, in the morning too.
Mm-hmm.
It helped me too last year when I got a real bad cold.
Mm-hmm. How does it help your cold, or what do you notice changing if you use it? Is that hard to say? I don't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
You feel that the cold improves when you're using it then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good enough. Bill, could you mention if there's any practice if a person has blood loss and how he should how it should be done in special diet or treatment?
Well, when a person got lose a lot of blood, they let him rest in the bed for a long time. And they give him a bra or soup, liquid, not to eat hard food and raw pork and pork.
That'd be frozen food,
any kind of meat or fish. Dried fish with oil, it can stop eating oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's half too. Mm-hmm. Quite a lot.
So we depend on diet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As well as rest. All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Adele, you mentioned something else on diet and treatment of, is this a lung condition or?
Yeah, lung condition, TB.
Could you mention what you advise a woman to do on diet?
I tell one woman to have dried fish, mostly salmon, to eat every day, not 2 meals a day, with oil. So she tried it in noon time and supper time with oil. And she get being better, and next time when the inspectors, the nurses, they check her up, screw them, she get good. Okay. And she told me that she can't go without it.
Mm-hmm. How did you decide to recommend that? And was that from your own experience, or how did you
decide? Yeah, my own experience. Because dried fish is not like regular meat. It's soft.
Mm.
And if she had it with oil, because she always just like tied with oil.
Mm.
It's less alright, but I only use it last, like it's probably there. That's why I told it to eat it every day.
Has this woman had other checkups since? And has she had active TB or anything since?
After she had done that, when the nurses and doctors came around to check her out, after that, they didn't check her up no more.
You say she still says that she eats quite a bit of dried fish.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new subject on skin soreness, and I'd like for you to list the more important material that the Noatak Eskimos had with which to work. That is, the things that they got from their own area. Would you just do this, please, for me? Beginning with land animals, if you wish.
Well, they have caribou skins, wolf, wolverine, seal, for those things that went to Tamar on rabbits.
How about the squirrels? You had ground squirrels?
Yeah, they always get the ground squirrels too.
Did you use tree squirrels in it?
No.
No.
No, there's no tree squirrels.
No, because you're out of timber.
Yeah.
How about marmots? Were those?
No.
You didn't You didn't have marmots?
No.
How about fox?
Fox? All right.
Did you have coyotes?
No.
No.
Not very many long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
So these are very few things that you're working with.
Yeah.
Except there's different ages of the animals.
Yeah.
How about are there any more land animals of any importance? Or even use it sometimes. Or were there any birds in the lab that you used at all for anything in clothing?
Oh, they used loons for socks. And
could you give the Eskimo word of the loon that you used?
Mullery.
Were there any other water birds that you used for anything? How about the word for that?
Tootlick.
Tootlick.
Mm-hmm. Tootlick. They use it for socks.
I mean for inside boots. Mm-hmm. I mean for use inside boots.
And for red coat.
Oh.
Seagulls.
Seagulls were used?
Yeah. Sew it together for red coat.
Any other birds? Land birds weren't used. They were not.
No.
Ptarmigan were not.
No.
How about any of the ducks or geese? Or swans?
The swans.
The swans were used?
Yeah. Or white, you know.
For hunting park.
Yeah.
Were any of the ducks or geese used for anything?
I don't think so.
Not for dogs?
No. They never killed a dog.
No, okay. How about sea animals? Could you name the ones you used?
Like seal hook?
Yes.
Seal nutchuck? And Spanish seals, consider?
Yes.
Ribbon seals?
The word for ribbon seal, Bill?
Cavalry.
And what was the word for porpoise, Bill?
Walrus.
Walrus.
Educk.
Bill is going to tell you about a case of a person who had a swelling on the neck. Yes, on the neck. And this is somewhat similar to the, or it has a similar worm that she described in the case of the pointed hoof woman. Could you continue going?
Yeah. My nephew got a lump on his neck.
Oh.
In your breath?
How old was he?
24.
Oh.
And he come over to me to that you see it, so after I see it, that when it stopped, I cut it down with
Is this a special tool you used?
No, razor
blade?
Razor blade.
Oh, I see.
Razor blade. I used that one. Mm-hmm.
Was this above the hairline or below the hair?
Below the hair.
Below the hair.
Yeah. and when I open it, I squeeze it, so the worms come out, tell you, can't.
What did it, if you made the cut, of course it must have bled some,
Not
it
much.
It didn't bleed
not
much,
much,
huh? What did you see, how big a cut did you make?
About half inch.
Half inch. And how big was the total swelling? How wide or how
well,
big was
because
it?
Because of jackstone.
Oh. And what did you see when you opened it?
Worms coming up.
How big and what does it look like?
Well, just about 1 inch. And the color crossed with black and white.
Could you give the your word for this worm?
Just like Kupalo.
Would it be the same, same worm?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say this is colored at all, this worm?
They're not all colored. Some of them were white. Not few of them.
Mm.
Almost same alike.
But it doesn't look, definitely doesn't look like a maggot. It's not round. It's
no,
flat.
It's flat.
Mm-hmm. Then what did you do after you took out the worms? How did you do it? Did you press them or how? Get them all out.
I put them in the paper and put it in a glass.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to send them down to doctors.
Oh, I see.
And I made my mistake, put alcohol in it.
Oh.
I didn't send.
Oh, you didn't send them.
No.
What did you do to the your cut then after you did?
Clean it up first with cotton and gauze.
Mm-hmm.
Wash it up first and then put Band-Aid on it with with the dye later.
Mm-hmm. How did it do afterwards? How did the sore do? It
healed up quick.
Mm-hmm.
After another day, I tell them to come up.
Oh, I see.
And then when I
did you count the number of worms at the...
Around 7.
A dozen?
Yeah.
Did he ever have any more trouble with the same...
No.
Do you have any idea how a person would get worms like that?
I don't know.
You don't have any idea?
They were all dead.
Oh, they were?
None of them were alive.
Were the worms... how would you say they were as far as... the skin or in the muscle?
Between skin and the muscle.
Between the skin and the muscle. Mm-hmm.
Just when I open it, it
mm-hmm.
comes up.
Did you see any hole leading from the where they were to the skin?
No.
There was
no
hole. Was it discolored anyway?
The color before I opened
before
it
you
was kind of dark.
Bella, could you tell me the year, which the previous case, the boy with the neck swelling, when you did that?
Well, maybe in 1946.
Bella, could you tell me about the case of the girl, 12-year-old girl, who had a swelling? Could you tell where the swelling was, the size of it, and what you did?
Mm-hmm. On the left side under her arm, on top the rib, it was biggest as my hand, big round thing, and on the right spot, I opened it.
What did you use for opening the
well? I used that what my old dad made. We call it in Eskimo over here. And when I open it, the pus comes out on 4-pound large handful.
How much?
Four pounds.
Oh boy.
Large handful, maybe old dad. it was all over the other side too. And I watch her every day go put another bandage on. I keep for myself because it's awful.
Did you know any background on the case, what had happened to the girl, or why it had this swelling? Did the parents or the girl tell you anything about it?
No, her mother was in hospital, and her grandfather told me that maybe she got hurt from falling.
Did you notice anything around there, anything unusual besides the pus and besides the swelling?
Just only the pus.
You didn't notice any evidence of broken bone?
No, that's not broken bone. Mm-hmm. And black thing after that. Mm-hmm. When it's gonna clean up, you know, mm-hmm. The last one was kind of black.
What would be your Eskimo word for the material that came out, the puffy stuff?
Imuk.
What is
it? Imuk.
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 Bella, would you just tell me about the umuyun or lamp that you used in the previous case of the girl with the swelling? What it looked like and how it was made, who made it? This little light.
Mama made it, Daddy made it. Out of
hacksaw.
A hacksaw.
This would be from the blade.
The hand would quietly blade the seal.
How big was the blade? How long?
Around 2 inches long.
Mounted on the end of the blade or the handle, or how was it mounted?
The handle?
Yeah, how was it made? Did it go along the same way as the blade? The handle went the same way?
No, it's like the handle of a knife.
Long the same.
Yeah.
As regular.
Mm-hmm.
But shorter.
Mm-hmm. The blade was around two inches.
Was it sharpened on both edges?
Yeah. Not this much white.
About, maybe a little less than half, more than a quarter inch. Maybe 3 eighths or?
I think so.
Maybe 3 eighths of an inch.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. 3 eighths?
Yeah.
1 eighth.
Mm-hmm. Did you use it, is this the only time you used this unit?
Many times I've used it. Not very long, I lost it. I don't know what I did. Mm-hmm. And I may ask made out of the same kind of thing, but as for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost it before I got it.
What was the blade made out of? You know what the blade was made out of before they used steel? Or was it always?
With chain and old timers.
Yeah.
Same size.
It looked very much like
but heavily with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing.
How long ago was it your father made it? Is that quite a while ago?
Quite a while. I didn't when I was teenage.
Yeah, maybe 19, before around 1920 or a little 1920, I think.
1919, I guess.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Have you had a further use for this lamp, Bill?
Well, one time I used for the old lady that have stroke many times. I mean, she was stroking. She's been in bed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And in the afternoon, her grandson comes for dinner and eat a meal from terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't know the bone
sharp,
real sharp one around 2 inch long. Then her daughter woke me up. When I go down there, she wanted me to cut it. She tried to cut it with regular ulu.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't sharp. So I used that thing to open it.
Ulu?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The lamp.
Mm-hmm. And take it out. Cut the skin.
This would be, she'd put her leg on a marrow bone sliver.
Yeah. I did it.
You were really able to get the bone out of her leg, too.
Mm-hmm. I used that thing many times for busting off the teeth that I've got.
That's a useful tool.
It's useful, yeah. But I had to use it. Alcohol.
Disinfect it.
Mm-hmm. Infection. Be careful of
it. Do you know if any kind of disinfectant was used in the old days or not?
They used water to clean it up first. Mm-hmm. What Mama used to do.
Do you know, was there any actual word that had any meaning like disinfectant to kill you to clean something? Or not.
It's for
for infection.
They used old timers.
Mm-hmm.
No, they have nothing on it, but they used warm water.
The water to wash.
Warm water.
It was painful.
It was so burned. he said, it's like a fire in his. And when he woke up, he opened it clear. No spot, no white spot on it.
Did he complain about that anymore?
No, he never.
Do you have any word for that white spot? Any Eskimo word for that that you remember?
That white thing on the eye called an Eskimo kovitsky.
Thank you. Bella, could you tell me about other treatments you have for, would you call these sore eyes? Or?
Yeah, sore eyes.
And this must be an infection of the covering of the eye?
Yeah, it's hard to see. They have to get them in a dark place because when they're open, can't open them. Mm-hmm.
Can you think of, would you tell about one or more cases or one at a time, you know, mm-hmm. and say what you did and what the history of the person had been, the treatment they had?
Well, one time, a girl around 9 years old, she hardly see. Almost blind from the couple of both eyes.
What did the eye look like when you looked at it?
All red.
Red.
Red. And on the face, it's on her cheek, kind of red from the water.
Oh, running.
Running down.
The
so
tears
much,
are
running
down.
Mm-hmm. And his father tried to keep her all right, but she kept him in the dark place. She hardly see anything.
Mm-hmm.
When I go down there for a little meeting.
Okay, where was this? What place was it? Kotchubee.
He'd come and call just when we're going back home. And When he asked me, I go over and look at it. It was so red and sores all over her eyes. And I see it. Maybe it could help. I know it will help. Just from the outside of her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And next day, I take the new tweezers from the stores, go over and pull all the grown hairs in this little thing over there.
That's the corner of the eye?
Yeah.
Inner corner of the eye?
Inner corner.
Mm-hmm.
From that.
What's the Eskimo word for that part of the eye, inner corner?
Nikachuk. Mm-hmm. And then pull the grown hairs that go toward this way, and from this side, it grown, the hairs were grown so much and go in.
You mean her eyelashes?
Yeah,
around the eyes and grown in?
Yeah.
Or were causing irritation?
Yeah.
Irritation. Uh-huh. The eye.
Mm-hmm.
They were still alive, the hairs were, but they were turning.
Yeah, turned inside.
Oh.
And rubbed her eye.
Oh.
And that's what's the matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull all those hairs off.
Mm-hmm.
After that, another day, I go over what I break the hairs and I pull it, the laces.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I have to pull them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have done it, on the third day, when I go over, her father came out for surprise. He said he was comic.
Reading a comic book. Yeah.
Comic book. Mm-hmm. He was so surprised.
Mm-hmm. Had she gone to the doctor for any treatment there?
The doctors have treatment to her for many, many years.
How did they treat her? Just put
the ointment on.
Medicine or something.
Just ointment on, that's all.
Mm-hmm. But you just, how did you go about just looking at the eyes carefully, how you saw this?
That time, I worked on two boys and one girl, same week.
How about the boys? What was the cause of their eye condition?
Same way.
Same way, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How old were the boys, do you remember?
Three boys. Same, around 8 years.
One?
She was 9 years old. Legs down too.
you have it stored then until the time you start working on it.
Have to wrap it up tight and the hair is outside. Wrap it up as tight.
So the hair rolled outside.
On your way.
Was it kept inside the house or outside the house?
Outside. And covered with something.
How long did this skin go from the time it was killed until you actually tanned it? You did the tanning?
I do have tan. You have to work on it before it's cool.
It's better, better to work on it sooner.
Yeah, and it's out of, you know, picking species closer when it's bigger. And it speaks up the old side of the skin.
Could you go through the procedure on tanning? Would this skin explaining the different tools you used or methods you used in tanning this skin? I see you have some tools in front of you.
Well,